Good morning and welcome back to the program. Evan Bray, great to have you here on a fairly windy day. Boy, those wind gusts. Guys like me who don't have hair to worry about don't even give it a second thought, but it's a hair messing kind of a day out there. Everyone that I've talked into, I just popped into the hallway, ran into a couple of coworkers who just came in from outside, and it's the common, whoa, it's a windy one out there today. Expected to die down by tomorrow, but no doubt it will be a factor for the farmers in the field with harvest today. Well, we know that Premier Moe is, if he's not packing his bags today, he will be tomorrow. He jet sets off, and I don't mean jet set in a bad sense of the term. This trip for Premier Moe and the delegation from Saskatchewan, probably one of the most important that he's taken in a long time. It's essentially, you could call it a trade mission, but really the expectation and the hope is to make inroads, to make some grounds with China in a way that maybe we can see the removal of, the reduction of, a change in course with regard to the agriculture tariffs that we've seen thrown on canola products, peas, pork. It's really affecting the ag industry. We have talked about this on the program a fair bit and been critical, and I have continued to be critical of the Liberal government's, federal government's, lack of willingness to step firmly into this issue. We hear a lot about the U.S. and the work that they're doing there, yet we haven't heard a lot about these tariffs and what they're willing to do for Saskatchewan farmers that are impacted by it, and what they're doing in terms of the trip. Now, we know Premier Moe extended the offer, extended the invitation for Prime Minister Mark Carney and others from the federal government to join him on this trip. At this point, we don't know if that's going to happen. I'm suspecting the answer is likely not. So as we talk about this, I bumped into a person who has some expertise, and he said, you know what, if you're ever interested in having me on your show, I'm happy to pop in. So I'm taking advantage of that offer right now. Rob Norris, who many of you will know, a former MLA under the Brad Wall government for many years, is joining me in studio. He's now senior vice president for the PSI group, but still very involved, very plugged in on the international relationship scale. And I'm glad to have Rob Norris in studio.
Evan, good morning. Delighted to be here on such an important topic.
Yeah.
This is crucially important for Saskatchewan.
I threw it out there. This is probably one of the most important trips that our premier has taken in the last little while. Is it too big for me to say that, or would you agree on the importance of this?
No, I think you're on the money, no pun intended. You know, Premier Scott Moe is playing a key leadership role here, and rightfully so. First of all, he's so well-versed in Saskatchewan agriculture and Canadian agriculture. Secondly, you know, he's made international relationships, international engagement, a key pillar of his leadership right from the time that he declared his interest in becoming premier, and certainly since becoming premier and being reelected. He's demonstrated that commitment, and the trade numbers speak to it. You know, when we were elected in 2007, you know, we were probably looking at about $20 billion in exports from Saskatchewan. It's gone up more than 100%.
Yeah.
You know, we're up pushing into $45 billion. And so he's got a solid track record, including having already been to China. And this is so important. China is a, you know, very, very serious player on the international stage. And to see that kind of dedication in building up a relationship. There's an expression, it's tough to find friends in a crisis. Scott Moe has made building international relations for Saskatchewan and for his government a key priority. And, you know, we wish him every success, because this is a crucial assignment that he's undertaking.
Can you talk, Rob? It could be part of the reason why I was excited to have you join me in studio today is you've got some experience. So this isn't just you sitting here like me, an outsider, going, boy, I hope this trip goes well. You've been involved. You've sat at tables with serious, important international stakeholder relation meetings, some maybe to do with trade, and some, you know, just really building external relations. Can you talk about what the relationship with China and your experience has been through the years?
Sure. You know, I was very, very fortunate. I served as a legislative assistant to Bob Mills, who's the member of parliament for Red Deer several years ago. He was the vice chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee and the foreign affairs critic. And so in that role in 1998, I helped host my first delegation across the country. They were from China. They were senior decision makers. And it gave me an insight into the importance of this relationship with China. And so, you know, as a student, I've been able to study foreign policy, including Chinese foreign policy. You know, whether working during my career at the University of Saskatchewan or in government, I went through the list. You know, I've had the opportunity to be in China numerous times, Vietnam, South Korea, the Philippines, Japan, India, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Mongolia, and Taiwan. And so having a sense of the rising importance of Asia, what it means as far as opportunities for Saskatchewan, for Canada, but also some of the obligations. This is a crucial time. And why it's crucial is we see that, you know, under the Trudeau government, sadly, Canadian relations with China were frayed. Canadian relations with India were frayed. Canadian relations with the United States were frayed. Mm-hmm. And so part of what's going on is a rebuilding of relationships writ large. We're also seeing provinces playing a far larger role in Canadian foreign policy, in helping to reinforce the importance of prosperity at a provincial level, but also giving voice to national interests that traditionally we've seen from a federal government. So, crucial time. Scott Moe's got experience. He's got a mandate, and he's playing a key leadership role.
Yeah, it's Rob Norris is my guest, former MLA with the SAS party. I mentioned 07 to 16, correct?
That's right.
Your time there.
That's right.
Currently senior vice president for the PSI group. So how do we as Canadians reconcile this? Because on this program, here's two things I've talked about with China. Number one, foreign interference, you know, skepticism about their attempts to influence federal government and federal government, whether it's appointments, elections, decisions. We've talked about it from the can't trust standpoint. Then we also talk about, and I've had the premier on this show to say, boy, by golly, they are an important trading partner. They are a big customer of ours. And so when we talk about economic benefit to our province, it's not a matter of saying we should or even want to move away from China being a customer. How do you kind of reconcile those two things? Enemy, friend, and foe? Is it just a transactional relationship? Your thoughts there.
You know, the world's more complicated and in some ways more cruel than we had anticipated, certainly since the end of the Cold War. And so when we think about these significant relationships, they're complicated relationships. This isn't about good and bad. It's not black and white. Mm-hmm. This is about, especially in the tradition of Canadian statecraft, making sure that we are putting our best foot forward, understanding that relationships are complicated, and looking after the prosperity and security of Canadians. A great example comes right from Saskatchewan regarding China, and that is John G. Diefenbaker, in the heart of the Cold War, made a valiant decision about supporting prairie farmers, thanks to the work of Alvin Hamilton, and initiated trade with China in 1961. And that opened up a new market. He had to take real criticism from within his cabinet. He took real criticism from the Kennedy administration, but he put dollars in Saskatchewan and prairie farmers' pockets. And so not easy, never easy. It's about finding a balance. I think Scott Moe fits into that tradition. He's working on finding a balance, not being naive, but making sure that we're putting our best foot forward and making sure that the interests, especially of our farmers, are represented at the table.
Mm, good. I appreciate the perspective. As you and I are talking, the newsroom pops in here and puts a little piece of paper in front of me, and that usually means there's some information we need to talk about. So this just comes across the wire. Prime Minister Mark Carney's parliamentary secretary will join Saskatchewan Premier Scott Moe on the trade mission to China this week. So Cody Blois will be going. Doesn't sound like the prime minister himself will be going, which I would suggest is maybe a little bit of a disappointment. I think would have sent a pretty strong message had the prime minister gone over there. Thoughts and reaction to that?
Well, you know, I'm pretty pleased. I was concerned about a lack of a response. So first of all, to Prime Minister Carney, bravo for putting forward a representative and an able one. And so first things first, that's a good move. Why it's important is that the diplomacy that Premier Mo is going to be undertaking, in a sense, only begins with that visit to China. Mm. When he comes back, there's more diplomacy to be done, this time within Canada. And that is, at the heart of this is a decision taken by the Trudeau government regarding a surcharge that was levied on Chinese electric vehicles. Right. And, you know, it's a bit of a Gordian knot. It's going to be difficult to get into the heart of that decision and begin to see how it can be reversed, altered, and changed. Now, Premier Mo has rightfully called for that to be carefully done. Premier Smith in Alberta is also echoing that. So to have a federal representative joining the premier to see that, boy, there are real complications that came from Canada's initial decision. That goes back to the autumn of 2024 and Trudeau following Biden making that decision. So delighted that the federal government is there, cautiously optimistic, but it's going to help in the follow-up as Premier Mo gets back here. We know there are conversations behind the scenes with both Alberta and Manitoba, two other major major canola producers. And so I see it as a very helpful step.
Rob Norris is my guest, former MLA from our province, currently vice president of the PSI group. So what do you expect their itinerary will look like over there? Do you have any insight as to who they're meeting with? And what tangibly, is there an expectation this trip could remove the tariffs? Or is that maybe a bit of a pie in the sky? And really, this is step one of probably a multi-step process.
Yeah, I would say it's a significant step. You know, the ultimate reconciliation between Canada and China on this is going to depend on the federal government playing a lead role. They took a decision on electric vehicles that got us into this mess, and they're going to have to play a lead role getting out. Scott Moe is playing a crucial role here, speaking on behalf of producers in the province, farmers and families that are so affected. We're reading this morning how already hundreds of millions of dollars has been lost. So that's the substance. The if you want, symbolic importance of this is one of engagement, demonstrating a respect to China while understanding that no relationship is perfect. It is absolutely essential for us to get this balance correct between trade with the United States, trade with China, and making sure that Ottawa understands there are real implications for working families across our prairies with decisions that they've undertaken. They've got to be at the table. So I think it's substantive. I think it's important, but it's just one more step, an important step. Some more real work is going to be handed to the premier when he returns to bring Alberta and Manitoba in a united voice to really put increasing pressure in just that right way on Ottawa regarding the EV decision.
Appreciate your perspective on this, Rob. Before I let you go, the PSI group, I've mentioned it a couple of times. So you are manufacturing, engineering, predominantly in mining. Correct?
You know, mining and civil engineering, high-tech, great Saskatchewan success story led by Dr. Curtis Berthelot. We were on your show a few weeks ago regarding the new partnership with HMI. That's a Wisconsin-based chemical company. You know, really what we're working to do is ensure that leading-edge technology, especially in material science, are helping to give you know, citizens, taxpayers, more options as far as building better roads at less cost, and working with mining companies at home and around the world to ensure that mines are safer and more productive.
So, I mean, I have two quick questions, and literally these are big topics with not a lot of time left, Rob, but one is nation building projects that we're hearing from the federal government. I'm guessing your industry is going to be heavily impacted if we're looking at infrastructure. Are you pleased with the early direction of the federal government when it comes to this topic?
Yeah, you know, the easy answer is yes. We need to make sure that our indigenous communities are key partners in this. In fact, I just had an opportunity to listen to the premier on this yesterday, and it's going to be so important for indigenous partnerships to be part of the infrastructure build. So I look at strategic infrastructure. We see the expansion of mines in this province. We see opportunities to really have partnerships when it comes to power and utilities. So yes, I'm pleased with the direction, and I think there's an opportunity for a greater alignment between the province and the federal government.
We have under a minute left with one more question. We've been talking temporary foreign workers this morning. Yeah. Have you got any experience with that program? Should it be scrapped? Is it still got value? Do you have any quick thoughts on that?
Yeah, on this, I had the privilege of serving as the First Minister of Immigration for Premier Brad Wall between 2007 and 2012. I would be very, very hesitant about throwing the baby out with the bathwater. There are some virtues to the temporary foreign worker program. There are also some problems. And so if I was in a position of policy, I would simply say it's time for a review. What are the objectives? Is the instrument helping to achieve those objectives? And if not, how can it be amended, changed, and tweaked to ensure that it can better serve the interests of Canada and better, serve the interests in the end of our business community?
Mm-hmm. Rob, this has been a great chat. I appreciate you popping in this morning.
Evan, thanks very much for your time.
Rob Norris, Senior Vice President for the PSI Group, former MLA for the Saskatchewan government, and some great insight into this trip that Premier Mo and a delegation from our province are taking starting on Saturday to China to try and reverse those tariffs on ag products in our province. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.